St. Paul writes this epistle in answer to some Jewish enemies who have infiltrated the community at Corinth. They have striven and had some success in dividing that congregation, mainly by supporting a certain young man by the name of Apollos. Apollos was a convert, a Greek, rather intelligent and eloquent, and these Jewish infiltrators tried to divide that community by praising Apollos and disparaging Paul, who was not present. That is why St. Paul refers to, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. He is calling attention to the troublemakers, and he is saying that he has their prerogatives and then some. The reason he is speaking as he is giving them some background and telling them what he has had to suffer and how he has given himself for the church. Some people read this epistle or this part of the scriptures and they think St. Paul is boasting. Well, he does not, as he explains, he does not want to boast, but he feels it is necessary to establish himself. And it goes without saying that there could have been no comparison between Apollos and St. Paul, because St. Paul was an apostle, personally instructed by Jesus himself, and most profoundly learned in the mystery of Christ. An example of his efforts to be humble in his recitation is when he speaks of his visions and revelations. He says, "And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, that he was caught up into paradise." But he's speaking of himself, of course, but he prefers to speak of himself in the third person because he is very reluctant to speak at all of himself, as he explains. The epistle is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to Corinthians, the 11th and 12th chapters.